next up is Catherine Hollis Buchanan. Hi, Catherine.
Hey, Pam. How's it going?
Good. Better for me than you, I think.
Yep.
Nice sling. Nice sling. Yeah, well, we'll get the story on this a little bit later. So you're here to share some concert stories with us, right?
Yeah, I have two really cool ones.
Okay. Should we start with music or do you want to start with the stories?
Let's start with music first, the first song, and then I'll go into the story after that.
All right. So here we go. We're going to start it out. Awesome song. So this was a concert you went to?
Yes. In, I want to say 1987, maybe 89, for some reason I can't remember. Whatever year this album came out, the Faith album came out, I was living in Issaquah, or outside of Issaquah, kind of Redmond or Washington area. And I had a roommate who was much older than me, and her girlfriends, there were three of them, they were all about 30s, early, you know, late 20s, early 30s. And she bought a ticket to see this concert, and she decided she didn't want to go because she didn't really like George Michael. So two of the girls, she offered me the ticket, and two of the girls, somebody else drove, and we drove down to Tacoma. And I didn't know them. I met them that night, so it was kind of a strange deal. But we had really good tickets, and the Tacoma Dome is huge anyway, but it had extenders probably 12 feet off of each side of the
The regular stage.
The regular stage. Mm-hmm. And he ran from one end of that stage to the other, back and forth for 3.5 hours.
Wow.
Without stopping.
Wow. No breaks?
No breaks. He was amazing.
Wow.
I mean, and he's got some slow songs, so he was able to kind of mix them in, but it was awesome.
That's a lot of energy.
Yeah, yeah. And he was, had just left, you know, Wham. They'd broken up probably just a year or so before this was his first solo album. So, yeah, it was
and
a
it
great
went
concert.
Big.
Yeah, and it was a Tacoma
huge
was
album.
Amazing. Yeah. And, yeah, great acoustics in there.
Cool.
So, yeah. The second concert I'm going to talk about a little bit later was also, well, there was one in the Tacoma Dome and one in downtown Seattle at the Paramount Theater. But I had a very different experience in the Tacoma Dome with that one, and I'll talk about that when we get to it.
Okay, sounds good. So we have another George Michael song. Was this from the concert also?
Yes. Okay. All three of these songs that I've chosen from George Michael are from the Faith album.
All right, cool. So here we go.
Make a lover feel a fool, but must have been kissing a fool.
Now that's one of my favorites off that album.
Yeah, yeah. It's a good one.
It is a good one.
Jazzy. And
yeah, I like that, you know, that nice jazz guitar pace. And mm-hmm. Very nice, very nice. So we were talking during the break that this album originally came out in 87,
in
right?
In October of 87.
So probably 87, 88, you yep. Saw the tour?
Yep.
Very cool.
It was amazing.
Very cool.
And it was sold out in
Tacoma.
Oh,
I bet.
Yeah.
I bet. This is a very 80s kind of a music and album. We have, is this from the same?
That is, and actually I want to talk about that song. That okay. song, this song, he did probably a 10 or 15 minute intro to, so he didn't even really know what song was coming up, but the way this starts, you'll kind of get the, you
the
know,
drift.
The drift. If you were in that concert at the time, he did this really long introduction, and you're kind of going back and forth. You don't know, and it's not anything you recognize. But then, as soon as this starts really loud, you can imagine. It was
as it
very
only
cool.
is in a concert.
Yes.
All right, here we go.
Like
Honky Monkey.
Yep. And that was loud. That was like twice as loud as all the rest of the songs.
Oh, really? So was that the last song, or was it just amped?
It might have been the last song, because like I said, they did this long and then went right into the monkey part, and it was very cool, very loud.
Hmm.
And you what you were trying to dance to before the introduction, and then you went into this completely different dance. Monkey.
Anyway. Yep. Good tunes from Thank the you. 80s.
Yep. I'm an 80s girl.
Yes, you are. 80s girl. So, this was in, did you say this was Redmond?
Washington.
Where the concert was? Mm-hmm. Okay. So where's your next
concert? Oh, no, the concert was in Tacoma.
In Tacoma.
I was living in Redmond, and we drove down to Tacoma, okay. Yeah.
Obviously, that didn't connect in my brain, so, okay.
The next set of songs is by one of my favorite artists, David Bowie. He, of course, passed away recently, so I picked a song from his latest album. But my concert story about him is he always came to Seattle about early September, which is my birthday. And Mike, my husband, would buy me tickets to go see him every year. And one year, we were at the Paramount Theater, and there were no chairs. It was standing room only. You just stood. And it was crowded already, but so we were like three rows back, as much as standing people can be rows.
Right.
And then when he came out, I was so close I could see his two different colored eyes. I mean, it was so cool. But all these stinky guys was pushing and pushing and pushing, and the guy next to me standing dancing like this, and my face is right in his armpit, and I was like about to pass out.
What a lovely experience.
I know. And then so that was like the second time we'd seen him, and then the third time we saw him was again at the Tacoma Dome the following year. And I was married by then, so it was after 1992, so probably, I don't even know, 95, 6 or something. And Nine Inch Nails opened for him.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, I didn't know who they were at the time. So because the David Bowie crowd is very different from the Nine Inch Nails crowd at that time. I thought. Everybody who wanted to see Nine Inch Nails came and left when David Bowie came on, and we all came late.
Oh.
So there were terrible acoustics in the Tacoma Dome because it was always half empty.
Mm. Yep.
So everybody came. So the punk rockers came to see Nine Inch Nails and left, and then we came late to see David Bowie, and they had gone. So it was pretty funny. So not the greatest sound in that, even though it was the same place I saw George Michael. But So I chose Lazarus as my first song, and then a couple older ones. He's very talented, obviously, kind of an actor on stage all the time. And the last song I chose there is one of his many collaborations. He was well known for collaborating with other artists.
Okay. Yeah. Well, let's play Lazarus first, and then we'll come back and you can introduce the next two. Maybe.
Okay.
How's that
Sounds
sound?
Good.
All right. Here we go.
Scars that can't be seen. I've got drama, can't be stolen. Everybody knows me now. up here, man, I'm in danger. I've got nothing left to lose. I'm so high it makes my brain whirl. Drop my cell phone down below. Ain't that just like me?
David Bowie's Lazarus. Catherine does a show called Nightlight for us here on every other Sunday night, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you were telling me a story about Lazarus was the album that was released just before David Bowie died. So
yeah, I was doing a Nightlight, and since I'm every other Sunday, I told everybody that the next time I'm on, Lazarus was coming out the following weekend, and I was going to play it at like through the whole thing for my next Nightlight, and by the time I came back he had died.
He
so
was
it was
gone.
Kind of a rough it was a rough night.
Yeah.
But That's a great video, too. If you haven't seen the video, you should look it up. It's awesome.
I will. I will. Heck of an artist.
Yes.
In many ways. Yeah. I mean, you know, Bowie set fashion. He set the whole theatrical thing with a lot of the MTV stuff and the theatrics that they did. He was just an incredible artist.
Yeah.
Really was.
So, and didn't go by the norms. He always did something very different every time.
Yep, he did. So we have another song coming up.
Yep. The next song is the first one I ever really knew of David Bowie's, and probably the reason I started listening to him. I even followed him through. I know you guys think I'm a stalker, but I'm not. I even followed him through when he had Tin Machine.
Mm-hmm.
During that time, I have all those albums, and one year my husband got me I think it was when he was in Tin Machine, all the albums from before that. I have this big binder
full
of 20 CDs or whatever of him, so with lots of pictures and stuff.
Yeah.
And his wife is amazing and beautiful, and you know, he's just pretty cool
all
around.
He's just an amazing guy.
Yep.
All right, so next song. Ready?
Yep. Go for it. They'll recognize it. We don't need to introduce it.
Oh, yeah, we don't need to. No intro necessary.
Ground control to Major Tom. Ground control to Major Tom. Take your protein pills and put your helmet on. Ground control to Major Tom. Commencing countdown, engines on. 3, 2, check ignition, 1. And may God's love lift be off with you.
Ground control to Major Tom.
We had to play the weird stuff all the way to the end.
Yeah.
It's part of the effect.
That's right.
Yeah? Part of the effect.
So we couldn't remember the name of that song. I don't know why, because I just wanted to call it Major Tom. And
That's what you always think of.
Yeah, right.
Major Tom. But that's not it.
Thomas Dolby also did a version, not a version of this song, but a song very similar, same story. Mm. And it's called Coming Home, so...
But this one is Space Odyssey.
Oddity.
Yep. Odyssey. Yep. It's late afternoon.
And after lunch.
There you go. So this next number is not just Bowie.
Right. This is one of his collaborations. Before I tell you about it, I'll tell you a little story about when I was working at, in Redmond, Oregon, mm-hmm. Washington, excuse me, at O'Brien Waterskis, which okay. is where Mike and I met. There, I worked with a bunch of women who were probably my age now, mm-hmm. and it was getting to be about Christmas time, and I said, we were talking about our favorite Christmas songs, and I said David Bowie and Bing Crosby's Little Drummer Boy, and this old woman, old to me then, uh-huh. again, she was my age now, but she goes, oh my God, Bing Crosby would never sing with David Bowie, and I'm like, I had to prove that he actually did, and it was amazing song. It was, yeah, she just thought that Bing Crosby wouldn't lower himself to that level, but I think, yeah, she was surprised. But so this next song is...
We're not going to do the Little Drummer Boy?
Oh, no. No? No. Okay. I didn't think it was season appropriate.
Yeah, probably not.
But this one is with Queen, and I just read an article this morning or yesterday, and my mm-hmm. days are mixing up, but about how somebody in the music industry has decided that Freddie Mercury's voice was like the best of ever in the whole wide world of music.
Really?
So, yeah.
Huh.
It was interesting.
That's an interesting concept. I know. Okay.
Freddie Mercury. So, yeah. So this is Under Pressure with Queen and David Bowie. And I have a version at home with no music. It's all a cappella. It's very cool.
Wow.
It's very cool.
That would be neat to hear.
Yeah.
You'll have to bring that in sometime for something.
Yeah, I will.
That sounds cool.
I will.
All right, so here's Queen and David Bowie.
Get up out of your chair now.
Under Pressure.
So slashed and torn.
Why?
What's our last song?
Okay, so one last concert story, not as exciting as the other two, but my husband and I went and saw Dave Matthews 3 times, 3 years in a row at the Gorge in Washington, which is the most amazing concert venue in the world, I think. Dave seems to agree. He plays there a lot. I didn't know who they were the first time we went, and some mm-hmm. friends took us for as a repayment for something we did for them, or we gave them tickets for them helping us build our fence. That's what it was. And then the second year, I couldn't handle the smoke and all of the pot and all the stuff that was going on up there. And so I told Mike, if we ever do this again, we got to sit down in the chair. So the third year, he bought the more expensive seats down right in front of the stage. And it ended up being 10 times worse because we had people vomiting. And
nice.
It's on a winery, so these people come in. It's 115 degrees outside, and they drink all day long.
Yep.
And they had cloves, cigarettes, vomit, pot, all this stuff. And I was newly pregnant and very ill. So I didn't even get to see the concert. I just walked up the hill to the truck and slept for the rest the rest of the time. But this is my favorite song by Dave Matthews, the Dave Matthews Band, and it's called Say Goodbye. Thank you.
How appropriate. Thank you, Catherine, for coming in. We appreciate it. All right, so you have been listening to KMXT, and you are listening to KMXT Kodiak 100.1 FM and HD, streaming live on the web at kmxt.org. It's currently 46 degrees. Seems a lot warmer out there. We have 55 degrees here on Signal Hill, 46 out at the airport. The winds are out of the east at about 8 miles per hour. Tonight we're calling for mostly cloudy weather, lows in the 40s. Northeast wind 10 to 15 with gusts to 20 to 30, strongest along the Shelikof Strait.